Everybody asked me how I know. I smiled at them and said she told me so.
The roof is on. Actually, it's not on fire. I have to light this joint, and then the joint will be on fire. Hey, it is your buddy Mike, and I am rooftop in beautiful Halifax in the summer, which is the exact opposite of Halifax in, like, the spring, which equals winter in most Arctic places. Having said that, there's a good reason for being rooftop. I'm not just catching sun. This is a real assignment, Grizz. You fucker. Stop acting like I'm on vacation all the time and all I do is vacation, because this is serious weed stuff now, okay? Joining me for an interview rooftop here to talk about the weed in the East Coast and on the East Coast. I think I've had too much weed on the East Coast. In the East Coast? It doesn't matter. It's semantics. We're going to talk about the state of cannabis here and also the cannabis community, which kind of vaporized a little bit with the meet and greet opportunities that you could have had with dispensaries, but is now being replaced with delivery services. And joining me is Jacob. Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Do you feel nervous doing this interview?
A little bit, yeah.
I was talking to myself that time. You feel nervous too?
Yeah, a touch. Now you got me a little calmer now that I know that you're nervous too.
Okay, well, let me ask you some questions. First of all, would you like a drink of water? I brought water with me.
Yes, fuck yeah. I got the pasties.
There's no...
There you go. Enjoy. There's no poison in that spit.
It tasted like your spit. I can tell. We made out that one time.
Yeah. Never mind. That's not for now. That's for a different show. But if you'd like to subscribe to that show, I would recommend you search on... It doesn't matter. So now, Jacob, thanks for joining me, because this has got to be weird. I probably am the first guy to interview you about weed, even though you're kind of central in the game here in Halifax.
100% sure, yeah. It's actually not very common that anyone wants to ask about it at all. We usually just have our customer base and not much public advertisement, so this is pretty good right now.
All right. This is as public as advertisement can get. And by the way, this show is brought to you by Lovely Cheese. It's delicious, orange or white. Try it today. That's an example of an ad on our show. Okay,
so we deliver. Brought to you by Jacob and Friends.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. Now it's not called Jacob and Friends, but it is called Weed Deliver, which is Weed interesting.
Deliver. Yeah, Weed Deliver, all one word. So we're based out of
W E E D
E L I V E R.
That's how I spell deliver anyway.
So all one word. You can find us on Weed Maps. We're based, our newest branches are in Halifax and Dartmouth, but we started in Calgary and then spread between Red Deer, Edmonton, and then now our newest branches in Halifax and Dartmouth.
All right. So now, were you part of the dispensary game here in Halifax, or did you have anything to do with that at all?
No. I jumped right into delivery services. So my friend actually owns Weed Deliver, and I just got off a job, and I was like, hey, man, you need any extra drivers for your business? And he said, sure. And I went from being a driver to a manager in a short period of time, and then asked if I wanted to open a branch on the East Coast. And since I'm originally from here, I figured, why not?
It's so convenient. Now, I'm going to tell you something. My first meeting with Jacob was... it's innocent enough. And my response to the experience to his boss was, oh my God, what a lovely young man. What a lovely, super duper member of the community I seem to have been introduced to. I felt that it was a really nice meeting. It wasn't taking a weed delivery. Let's describe it. It's not as clandestine and weird as it sounds.
No, yeah, we've kind of taken the strangeness out of it. It's not a dark alley meetup anymore. We'll come right up to your hotel room, your condo door. We buzz into people's buildings. We have lots of cancer patients in the city. We've been to the hospital several times. We've really changed the game from being a back alley drug dealer or a dispensary to a right to your door friendly service with a smile.
How do you guarantee the quality of the bud? Here's what I've always wondered. How do you guarantee the quality of the bud that you're providing people in the community?
Well, we do have, based out of Calgary, I won't say exact location, but we do have our own warehouses. We do a lot of our own marijuana grow. Yeah. So we do have our own guys. One guy, I won't say his name, came straight from California to start helping us out. And it's specifically between two men that we have that do most of our growing. So,
is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you this.
We do buy from other places. Like, we do outsource a lot because we can't obviously keep that much grow going to keep one company going that's Canada-wide. But we do take care of a lot of our own stuff.
It's really interesting to me that it's a very curated selection of product that you guys offer on Weed Maps. Let's talk about your current menu, for example, and I'll pick it apart.
Sure. Yeah. So right now we have about 6 different flowers on there, all high test. We have 1/7 flower. That's about 100 an ounce, and that seems to be a big hit on the East Coast.
What's it called?
Iranian OG.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's a locally produced flower we get here. Seems to be a huge hit. It's a strong indica for being an outdoor plant, but yeah. I guess our edible menu, I don't really know that. We're still on the illegal spectrum for edibles right now, but that's all changing in October. Shatters, hashes. Geez, our hash selection has to be one of the best in the city. Christ, where else do I go? CBD, Phoenix Tears, anything you can think of that you can find on our menu we have, and you can even put in special requests for stuff.
Excuse me one second. Shut up, crow! What is with the crows in Halifax, Jacob?
I don't think they agree with the marijuana use.
You know what's so weird? That guy's been following me all afternoon. Anyway, I digress. Don't worry about that. Maybe it's paranoia. Oh, and there's his friend. It's the same guy. See those two crows right there?
You must have started shit here at some point.
Oh, maybe. Nothing that I recall. Yeah, but it's really interesting to me because the quality of bud that I have received from you it's exceptional in a lot of ways. Starting with, it's nicely cut. It was not dry. In fact, I ended up taking some home to Toronto and sacking it away because it was quite nice.
Ah.
Yeah, and so now, how does this compare to what was going on with the dispensaries? And why would they have even tried if this was a better option?
Well, I think the dispensaries thought that once legalization rolled around that no cops would be knocking on your door making it hard for them. But now that we have this delivery service, we're not stationed in one area where you can just roll up and give us a ticket. We're kind of incognito mode, if you will, and not as easy to find.
Gray market?
Gray, very gray area.
I'm going to say it more Denny's. Gray market?
Yeah, it's a gray market, yeah, but it's, I honestly...
Market.
I think it's going to be the one...
Say market. Let's see who says market better. Market.
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 We're going to market.
Let's hear her say it.
Okay. Let's hear, here's a genuine Newfie accent.
Market.
Well, she said it more legit than both of us, actually.
She did.
Sorry, but it is a gray market at the moment. So why do you want to be illegal, Jacob? Like, you criminal, you.
Well, it's not. We do have permits, actually. So a lot of people don't understand that Alberta, the government gave a lot of privatization to the people there. So our grows aren't illegal there. Nothing that we do is actually illegal in Alberta with growing in reserves to weed until you package it and get ready to deliver it. That's okay. When the government gets upset. So actually at the stage that we're at right now in Alberta, we're doing fantastic. Like everything's on the up and up, but it now on places like New Brunswick and I'd say the whole East Coast where the government has a grab of everything, it's going to make it harder for us to run here.
Well, I worry about that because the other thing that I noticed is having visited the local government weed shop yesterday.
Oh, fuck. That is a garbage place. Fuck.
It is abysmal. The selection of bud there is dry. It is...
overpriced.
I found it very... It gave me an upset stomach. Have you had this experience?
I haven't bought since they opened in October, and I will never again, but I couldn't...
It was the first time I went legal ever in my life in Halifax. Yeah. I will never do it again.
It's the people already have it figured out. I don't know why the government thought they'd step in and try to monopolize on something that people already have figured out. So, yeah.
What? Let me ask you this: when it comes to safety and cannabis, that's always a concern. The safety of delivery. Let's talk about that.
So a lot of our service is done through a series of apps and computer systems that we have. So a lot of that, we have a head office that runs deliveries and dispatches out drivers to locations. And basically what we do is our customer base is, I guess, touch and feel. Like there is obviously the risk here. You could show up to a cop's house any day. Like I think the thing is...
Oh, I never even thought of that. That would be rascally.
I feel like, though, that the touching the business right now is kind of sketchy for the law right now just because people can get away with it easier now.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I think the law wants free of it. If you were really to look at it, I think when it comes to, ideally, the government would understand that delivery is something that people want, that craft product is something that people want because it tends to be a better quality. And by the way, I know a lot of growers that really take care, myself with my own plants. Yeah, I would never do anything nasty to those plants, man.
Oh, exactly. And yeah, and Cannabis MB just got in trouble for that shit. So, you know what I mean? How can you trust your own government over the people that have been doing it for years? Like, you can't, I don't know, you can't put a name on the government doing it when they're just trying to make a profit. You have people that are actually making sure they have a customer base to make a living. That's where you want to go.
He has the disarming nature of Shawn Mendes. Although he can't sing, as best I can tell. I'm speaking with Jacob from Weed Deliver, and you'll find them in provinces across the country on weed maps. It's very nice of you to take the time. I know this has got to be weird, but you know, the truth is we've had a civil conversation about something that is part of everyday life here in Canada now.
Oh, 100%. Jesus Christ. I've been buying weed since I was 14 years old, and it's only gotten safer, better, and cheaper since then. Yeah, I don't really know what to say other than that. Like, I'm still a little bit brain dead from the stag this weekend, Jesus.
Oh, that reminds me. Let's smoke a joint, and then when we're done, we'll come back, and we will send a Halifax postcard to Grizz. We'll think of something fun to send him, okay?
Perfect, perfect. How are his nuts doing, by the way?
You know what? Truth be told, I think he was pretty whiny about the whole thing. In case you haven't checked it out, please listen to Leave My Van Out of This and I Broke My Balls Fucking on previous episodes. Because Grizz is a tool. Turns out, he bruised his nuts, maybe. And I don't even think he did it fucking now. I think he did it with something to do with the microwave door. I don't know. He won't stipulate, but I don't think it had much to do with coitus. Thanks for asking. Okay, let's do this before we wrap up and send it back to the studio. Let's talk about punch buggies. I think we've all played punch buggies. I don't know that I've ever heard it called, what they call it, Newfoundland. But I did notice something very specific in Lunenburg, Nova Scotia, the last time I was here. How they played punch buggy there is a little different. When I grew up, it was you would punch somebody in the arm. You'd say, punch buggy blue. Okay, you won. The game is over. You saw the punch buggy first and got to label me in the arm. What I saw in Lunenburg, Jacob, by the way, is still with us, and number 21 from the delivery service from Newfoundland, and we'll get a weigh-in on punch buggy from her perspective. But the way that I saw it in Lunenburg, Jacob, was crazy. They keep they say punch buggy, they keep hitting you in the arm until you say what color it is and spot the car.
Sounds like they're kind of prejudice against colorblind, I would say, actually.
That's very sensitive of you. You're a socialist. What is wrong with you? The colorblind shouldn't be playing the game after all. No offense to the colorblind, but it's not your game. Just take the beating.
I had to get PC there. I'm sorry about that. It was
very Canadian of you, son.
It was the marijuana.
It does that. It really does kind of lame the senses a bit in that regard, doesn't it?
It does.
It's made me a very soft individual. Now, when you were growing up, how did you guys play it?
Punch buggy, and then you had to call safety after so you didn't get hit back. And there was generally, if you didn't call safety, you were getting whacked by everyone. So, and not in the sexual way that you would hope, but
yeah. What do you mean? Punch, you're from New Brunswick, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I understand how sex is there. They call it punch buggy. All right. And, okay, listen, number 21. How do you handle your business with punch buggy down on the rock, eh?
We don't really call it punch buggy, we call it spadoodle, and it just...
Of course you do. Why wouldn't you fucking call it spadoodle? For the love of the baby Jesus. Because what if they change the name of the Volkswagen over there to spadoodle? Then we'll be ready, right?
Yeah, I don't know, and it's just one swift punch and that's it. No safety, no nothing. We're on to the next trick.
All right, well there you go. Some call it spadoodle. And others call it punch buggy. I'm going to send it back to the studio now, and I'll thank the guys and the gals from Weed Deliver. You can check them out on Weed Maps. I can't believe you let me advertise for you guys. Jacob, nice to meet you.
Thank you very much, man. Thanks for having me.
Huh? Well, we're back in the studio now, because at the beginning of this show, I was in Halifax, remember?
Right.
Yeah. So now we're here. Okay. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, you heard we were talking about different punch buggies. I don't know how you played it when you were a kid. What was the rules to punch buggy when you were a kid?
Punch buggy was real simple. So if somebody saw a Volkswagen Beetle, right?
Yeah,
you would
shout
the color of the Beetle, and then you would say punch buggy.
Yeah.
And then you'd punch your friend in the ear.
None. Yikes.
No, you didn't punch him in the ear.
Apparently, as you just heard, spadoodle is that's the newfie version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Spadoodle, I am. Anyway, so there you go. Spadoodle. All right. Well, that was a lot of fun. Thank you very much to Jacob for joining me in Halifax and giving me the insight. It is kind of interesting that the new realm of marijuana purchase. Did you hear me say at the beginning of the show there that I tried my first legal weed?
You tried your first legal weed?
Like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big step for you,
buddy. It was, and it was terrible shit.
Was it dry?
Boo.
Was it dry?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to tell you. One of them, I don't think you get high in this stuff, but one of them made my back feel better, so there's that.
Well, yeah, well, you know what? But you got a bad back, and you know as well as I do, sometimes your back just feels better. One minute it hurts, the next minute you're like, okay, I'm okay now.
Yeah,
it's a guy with a back problem.
That's so true. You're right. So right about that. And plus, I'd rather smoke weed than put it where I had to get the back pain to go away.
You mean up your ass.
So you want to hear a funny story about the airport?
Yeah, I'd love to hear. Yeah, okay. So I know the whole trip. Are you talking about getting out or coming back?
Well, both ways, actually.
Both ways.
Yeah, I like it both ways, this story. Here's the thing. On the way there, it kind of blew my mind because I did all carry-on and I had a knapsack and a bag. And the bag got pulled over. And I'm like, well, hold on a second. The knapsack that just came through, easy peasy, has a metal canister. Inside the metal canister is, you know, 20 grams of the nicest weed you could probably find in Ontario. Thanks to everybody, by the way, that supplies this show. You guys are wonderful people, Gastown. So anyway, having said that, they didn't even care about the weed. They cared about the toothpaste in my carry-on, in my actual suitcase.
What an odd world we live in.
Yeah.
Now, toothpaste is the problem.
Right.
But a bag of weed
gets you a
pass.
Not a bag of weed. In a metal canister with a grinder inside. Who knows what that even is? Like, if I looked at that, I own it. And if I looked at it, I'd be like, I don't know.
I don't know what. Yeah. Are you talking about if you looked at it through, like, the X-ray?
The X-ray machine.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
I'd be like, I don't know. Even if I looked at it, it looks pretty industrial, this canister.
Right.
I don't know what I was thinking. But I also had my one hitter, and it just danked, and nobody cared. On the way back, sir, you've been randomly selected. So they wipe my hands down, they pull me aside, and I look, and there's my bag over there with all my weed in it, stinking way over there. Meanwhile, they're looking at my actual bag, not my suitcase, over here, and it was because of a bar of soap.
They pulled you over
for soap.
For soap.
So, do weed, don't do soap. I don't know.
I don't understand that.
Then the guy says to me, I shouldn't say.
Hang on. What was it about the soap?
I don't know. It was artisan soap. It was packed weird, maybe. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I should have packed it in the industrial-looking canister, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Smelled great, this soap. It was like a pretty soap, you know?
Was it pretty soap?
Yeah.
Right.
I like a pretty soap. It wasn't for me.
It wasn't a prison soap. It's more of a...
No, it was, you know what, if you took this to prison, you'd be super popular. I'm assuming.
Okay.
This smelled great. Like, let's say you're in prison and you use this soap, right?
Right.
I hate to go on a tangent. You know I do. But let's say that you use this soap and you're in prison. You might want to send a friend this soap in prison because they are going to smell delicious all day.
So somebody would be after you for this soap in prison. You could be in trouble if you had this soap in prison.
I know this. You're going to smell delicious all day in prison. And I don't know.
I don't know if I want to, dude.
No? Okay.
No, change the subject about prison and soap. I don't need to talk about that.
But it was just kind of interesting because then I actually then had my knapsack and I turned around and the guy at security said, "Ooh, that smells nice."
His exact words.
"Ooh, that smells nice." Not talking about the soap, but about the dank reek of weed coming out of my knapsack. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, "Oh, that smells good, man. I like the smell of that." So here we are in an era where the soap is back to being maybe not necessarily the thing that you can take through the machine. And weed's okay. Like if you took a bottle of booze with you, they probably wouldn't stop you. Well, they would now because of the amount of fluid.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, this is a good point. Oh, I'm making a good point. In the end, I'm making a good point, Grizz.
Okay.
Listen to this. You can't travel with booze. You could pack it.
Right. You can put it in your luggage.
Yeah, but you can't take it on the plane with you. With weed, you have to take it on the plane with you by law.
What?
Yeah, you have to have it in your carry-on, and that's how you travel with it.
No.
That's the law.
I can't put it in my, like, suitcase?
I guess you could. I don't think that they would like it. But, you know, to the letter of the law, well, my suitcase was my carry-on.
Right. Well,
to the letter of the law, you put it in your carry-on.
That's.
And you can carry up to 30 grams of it.
Carry up to 30 grams across the country,
yeah.
But I can't carry a 26-year alcohol.
No way, man.
Unreal.
I guess maybe you could open up that bottle on the plane and go for it, whereas you can't really twist one up and say, hey.
No.
Okay, I have another story. Can I give you another story?
Give me some. Go ahead.
So dude. I'm on the flight back.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to post this. You think it's okay to post a picture of an unwilling party?
Okay, yeah.
Or an unwitting party?
Why not?
This dude walked past me on the airplane barefoot. Fucking feet.
Oh, no.
Where do you think he was going?
The bathroom.
In his bare feet? Yeah.
To an airplane bathroom in bare feet?
Yeah. Listen, people, you're too fucking comfortable. You need to be less comfortable. When you're walking to the bathroom in bare feet on a fucking airplane, it is time for you to reevaluate who you are, because you do not do that. It's disgusting to all of us, to you, to everybody. And don't take your shoes off and start cutting your toenails and put your feet in the air and do your yoga. Nobody cares. This is not our time. This is not a community center. This is a silver dart barreling through the fucking air in the stratosphere where everybody should be sitting there in their suits with a black tie and pin skirts, okay?
I couldn't agree more. I don't care if you take your shoes off on a plane, because I get it. Sometimes your feet swell up. People do that, right? I get it. No problem.
Bare feet?
Bare feet? Fuck you.
Okay, so you take your shoes off, you got socks on.
Always.
Who the fuck walks through an airplane barefoot to the bathroom, bare feet into the bathroom?
I don't know. Dude, I'm just thinking about it. Like, if I stepped in dog shit coming out of my house along
and then you
the street,
went into the, yeah.
Then I get on a plane,
yeah.
And then I walk across that floor where people vomit and babies' diapers get dropped.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go in there and I'm going to fucking take.
In your bare feet, Grizz.
Worse. I'm going to go worse, dude. Because at least if you go in there to take a leak in your bare feet, you might stand on your tiptoes. But you're going to sit down and take a shit. Right? Your
feet there's planted. There's no way that he wasn't taking a shit. If you're the guy who walks barefoot into an airplane bathroom, you're going to take a shit. And not even just a shit. You saved one up.
Dude.
From yesterday.
If I'm going to an airplane, I'm going to save one up to take a shit?
Do you think I could post the guy? Because I took two pictures of him. I don't have his face.
Good.
I'm going to post it.
Let him know.
Yeah, like, people, stop it.
I think it's a dick thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to do that, right? Can I tell you a story just about feet?
Yeah.
So, you know, I got a lady friend.
Yeah.
Right? Lady friend texts me. She's in the grocery store the other day with her kids.
Yeah.
Guy standing behind her, right?
Yeah.
Looks down at her feet. She's got open-toed shoes on. She's all pedicured.
Yeah.
Oh, you got really nice toes. Just some fucking random dude.
That's weird.
And that's what I said to her. She texted me. I'm like,
what did she say?
Okay,
first of all, how old was this guy?
That I didn't get into.
Because old guys say dumb shit.
Here's my thing. Here's the thing.
Have you noticed that? Old guys say offensive dumb shit.
You and I are old.
Older than us.
Okay, older than us.
We do say offensive shit.
I know.
Dumb shit.
I say the most offensive shit most of the time.
Yeah, you
right?
Do.
When the
yeah.
mics are off, dude, I'm
yeah,
the worst one.
No, that's not true. You're a pretty classy guy.
All right.
In
okay.
reality, okay? Look, all like, right. Let me tear this thing. Because I don't see you saying something to make somebody feel uncomfortable in a grocery store line, for sure.
No, not unless I'm responding to something like this, to which I probably would have fucking turned around and let the guy have a piece of my mind. But the thing was, she was with her kids.
Yeah.
Right?
That's weird.
You don't do that.
No.
Secondly, if you're looking down, like what I said to her in the text was, I said, so what you're telling me is that a pervert with a foot fetish tried to pick you up in the grocery store in front of your kids by commenting on your feet, right? And then it sort of, it dawned on her that it was fucking weird. She felt weird, and she did say later that
it was
creepy.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did she right? say anything to him?
She said something about, she goes, oh yeah, summer colors. That's all she said. Like, that's how unsettled she was.
What color?
Kind of like a, I can't even describe it. It's a cross between a, like a, a, It's a light shade of orangish.
Ooh,
it's
very nice. Pretty.
It's
very pretty.
It's a very pretty classy color.
Send me a picture.
Right, she's a very classy.
Anyway, color. I digress. Go on.
So anyway, what we were talking about it, and I said to her, I got no trouble if a guy comes up and says, oh, hey, you know what? That's a very pretty color. I got that. No problem. Hey, you know what? That's a lovely dress. My wife might look like, you know, where did you get that? My wife.
You know what? Guys, don't comment. Guys, don't. Just don't.
Not normally.
Just don't.
I draw the line at, I don't care what it is, but if you're commenting on my lady's body because a piece of it's exposed, right? That's not freaking cool. That's like saying, hey, lady, nice tits. You don't do that.
I'm going to agree with you.
You don't do that.
I'm going to agree with you. Right. You know what? Look at us. Look at us. What's happening right now?
I know we're having a serious show.
Yeah, but we're also agreeing with one another. Well, that's weird.
We can change that.
All right. Look, we should wrap this up. I'm glad to be back from Halifax. I missed you. Many thanks to Jacob. I don't know. Should I plug the company again? We Deliver. They were nice enough to be way open with us. I wish them great luck in the new legal economy. And just really lovely, lovely people.
We're not going to do slogans today.
Well, before we get out of here, I think we should. I forgot we were going to do that. But, you know, as long as we're doing this.
We should explain why we're doing this.
You see, well, what we do for a living here is we make podcasts, right? Marijuanderers is one of the shows that we do that we're taking to television with a little bit of network assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, network.
Hello, network. Listen to us.
Hello, right network. You're beautiful.
Return our calls.
So, network, you have beautiful toes. I digress. But we do make other podcasts. So we were talking about, good slogans for getting people to make their own podcasts. And, as creative as we are, we came up with some really good ideas that I think could become iconic ads.
Mm.
Let's try one, shall we? You go ahead, Gris.
Podcasting. Bet you can't eat just one.
Okay, here's another one. I like this one.
Okay.
Podcasting. Where's the beef? That one got me when you said that.
Podcasting. Where's the beef?
Podcasting. You can podcast. We can help. Suck it, Mutual of Omaha.
Podcasting, manly, yes, but I like it too.
Oh, that is good. Okay, as long as we're in that vein.
Podcasting, don't leave home without it.
Oh, very good.
That actually is, that a, is good a good one. That is a good one. Yeah.
Okay, so that made the short list. Podcasting, don't leave home without it. Wow, this is a good idea. Okay.
I got another one.
Yeah. Podcasting, they're magically delicious.
Are you ready? You better hang on. Podcasting, finger licking good. That's horrible. Finger licking good.
It doesn't mean what you think it means. No. It's just an ad for chicken, after all.
Oh.
Wow, they must have had to think that one through. Okay. Oh. All right. Let's try and get a couple more here. Let's see. Podcasting. I'm loving it. Da 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 da.
What else?
I'd love to hear other people's. People are shouting them out now. If they're listening,
they probably
they're shouting
are.
Them out.
They probably are. There's so many good slogans from the old days that you can just, if you come upon some of them, it's just hysterical, right? Podcasting, just do it. Right?
Oh, that's Nike, another great one.
Right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
another good one.
Oh, that's Nike. I think that we came up with that one. Did Nike steal that from us?
I think Nike did steal that from us. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Podcasting. You'll swear it's butter.
Podcasting. Don't squeeze the Charmin. Podcasting. The quicker picker upper.
I love all of these.
Oh, they're hilarious, man. When you go back and look
at this. Okay, you've got a list in front of you?
I got a list
okay,
in front
so
of
let's
me.
Just apply. Let's apply them.
Okay, so podcasting. The champagne of bottled beer.
Well, that is pretty good.
That's
actually
from Miller. Miller used to do that.
That was theirs? Was,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like to think of it as the podcast life.
Yeah, it's, podcasting, the best a man can get. Where's that slogan from?
The best a man can get. Is that Gillette?
It is. Wow.
Wow. Fucking I'm blown away that I knew that.
Dude, that is crazy.
The best a man can get.
Yeah.
All right, give me another
one. All right. Podcasting. Tastes great, less filling.
It's so true. But it's not scientifically proven yet. No, but we all know that it's true. Like, we can feel it, right? We know that calorically, it's just, it's not the same.
Whose slogan was that, though?
What was it again?
Taste great, less filling.
Fresca.
No.
No. Wait. Tastes great. That's Miller.
That is. It's Miller Lite. Miller Lite, dude. Yeah. You are a genius at this stuff, man. I'm trying to think. I'm just looking at another
one here. Podcasting is magically delicious.
It's,
I do like that.
Podcasting, think small.
Sorry. Just because we talk. I like that. Was that IBM?
No. That is Volkswagen from 1959.
Speaking about the Beetle.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Right?
All right. Well, if you have an ad that you think would apply to podcasting that is original like ours that we've missed, it's the Cotney Softest.
It absolutely is, right? You're in good hands.
You're in good hands.
At the pod plant.
At the pod plant. There you go. All right. Have a good one, buddy. Thank you.
Too. Bye. Everybody asked me how I know. I smiled at them and said, you told me so fine. Everybody asked me how I know. I smiled at them and said, you told me so fine.